He was asked about the future of the priesthood. And when he was asked about the future of the priesthood, he said that, well, I think that the priesthood is going to become populated by the married. As I think that the Pope is going to sign off on the married being in the priesthood. That the men, that they need to be in the priesthood with the wives. And he went rambling on, just babbling on about how, let me tell you something. The Roman Catholic Church is 300 years behind the modern curve. They have 300 years versus catching up to do. I'm like, okay, so let me see if I understand this. You, Padre, took vows and orders, laid down on a ground, and kissed the ground, and thank God that he admitted you into his succession followers as a priest, knowing full well that at the time, your crotchety took vows 50 years ago or so. So it was 250 years behind the curve when you decided to join it. And you've been in it for 70 years, and now all of a sudden, in the twilight of your apostate career, you decide that it's time for the church to start having priests that are married? Oh, and then what comes after that? Oh, I can't wait to hear the encore of this. Because after you say that the celibacy vow doesn't matter, and by the by, there is ample evidence that the celibacy vow was part of the tradition handed down by our Lord. Miniature, no, you can't find it in the God. Hey, man, that ain't in the Bible either. There's lots that ain't in the Bible that ought to be taught, ought to be remembered as part of the tradition, and yeah, even dogma. Yeah, I said that. So what comes after then? Married priest. Comes after that. Men marrying men priest. There's no end to this. Because once you embrace liberalism, as Patrick Deneen demonstrated on yesterday's show, once you embrace liberalism, you can't turn it off. There is no end. Liberalism, by definition, must continue the progression. Only the practice of Christianity that was employed in Christendom can not only evolve, if you will, with the times. Now, that doesn't mean that she ever changes her dogma. Truth doesn't have an expiration date on it. It's not like a bottle of Budweiser beer. Sorry. If it was true in 33 AD, it's true today. And if it was implemented and true and practiced in 33 AD, 533 AD, 1533 AD, and 1933 AD, guess what? It's true today. The tradition of celibacy is one that has a background and a necessity that's actually quite beautiful. And ask any person that's taken vows, especially those that are really devout, not like you, Padre, in Austria. Ask anyone that really takes their vows seriously. You know what they tell you? I don't have to fight lust. Temptations come around, yes. I'm not fighting worldliness, sexual worldliness all the time, so I can pray a lot more. And I'm not praying for me all the time that, hey, you know, sodomy looks good over there, but, maybe not tonight. There's a reason why these things are in place. And like I wrote to a friend last night, I sent him the story about this Austrian priest. I said, first you get men marrying women. Then you're going to get men marrying men. Then you're going to get women marrying women. You're going to have women ordained. And then why even bother to have a church? You know what's going to happen here? These men, like this Austrian priest who was in his 70s, let me tell you what's going to happen to you, Padre. And I don't wish for this to happen, but this is a fact. It's going to happen. You and your apostasy and your heresy and your hatred of the church, of which you claim to be a member, is going to die. And guess what's going to happen? Young people coming up behind you don't hate the church, and they don't hate the tradition. And the young people sitting in the pews don't hate the church, and they don't hate the tradition. And they just happen to love their priest, who they know trying their hardest to get their souls to heaven. I'm not worried about being lusted after or being lusted for. So your little tradition, which is never going to become a tradition, is going to die with you. Just like that mass that enables it and that mass that corrupts so much of the teaching that goes along with it is going to die with you too, pal. That's what's going to happen.